Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
How you doing, Big Boy?
It's a sad day.
Are you referring to
it's something the
oldest
that I had heard
NHL
was,
player who
no,
passed away? Milt
no,
Schmidt?
No. Something I had heard months ago, but now it's official. You will no longer be seeing Chris Berman on ESPN.
Nope.
After the postseason.
He done.
He's going to be with ESPN in a different capacity. And he said, I'm just happy I'm going out with the team that I started with.
Okay.
1979.
Have you ever seen?
I love Chris Berman, don't you?
On the air, yes. On television, yes. Absolutely. Some nasty stories about him.
There's a lot of nasty stories about a lot of the ESPN guys.
But in general, yes, he was the face of ESPN, and then obviously other people were right there with him at the time. But
is this forced?
It's almost
is this
sad
forced?
What's going on.
This is what because like all the big names from ESPN are leaving.
There's a reason why.
The money.
And if there's also no, it's not the money.
Well,
it might be the
part
money.
Of the money.
But there's definitely other issues at the mothership. Definitely.
The mothership. All right.
Definitely. And ratings on their radio broadcasts are way down nationally.
Did you see the NFL ratings this year?
Mm-hmm.
Totally. 8% down. That's a lot. Huge number.
Yep.
8% of what? A billion? I mean,
no, it's more than that even.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, because you think of every game. Yeah.
8%. Anyway, I'd mention it, so I want to mention this too. The oldest living ex-NHL player, Milt Schmidt, died at 98. He was a native of Kitchener, Ontario. Why is this important? Well, number one, he's the oldest living NHL player. Number two, he was actually the guy who discovered Bobby Orr.
Okay.
My buddy Ryan Ranguette informed me of that, and I think that's kind of cool. I did a book report on Bobby Orr when I was in the fourth grade.
Yeah. Did you actually read a book about him, or did you just like watch?
I read
him?
Multiple books about him. Okay. All right, I do know how to read and did back then too.
You did in fourth grade.
Yep.
Okay.
You gonna keep going or what? Or can we, you know, do something here?
We could do something.
All right. Let's talk about what do you want to start with today? Because I got a couple things I definitely want to talk about. Is there any? Let's start with NFL news. Apparently,
sure.
The Raiders now have another quarterback too, behind Connor Cook.
Hey, he might be a familiar name to you, Garrett Gilbert.
He was a Lion.
He's going to be the backup.
I didn't know that.
Unless Matt McGloin actually suit up, which they don't think he will. So Connor Cooker start, and Garrett Gilbert, who was the sixth round of 2014 draft by the Rams, Southern Methodist University. He was on the Rams practice squad, the New England Patriots, and the Detroit Lions. So... Do you remember him then? Do you remember his name?
He was a
name?
Backup. He was nothing.
He wasn't a backup. He was like the practice squad guy. He was like fourth string.
Okay.
No, you had Dan Orlovsky still, don't you?
Anyway, I'm not even going to get into it with you. I've been thinking a little bit about the Detroit Lions.
I'm sure you have.
Something that came up yesterday on the show. By the way, you said it was Richard Sherman who made the comment.
It wasn't
about,
Richard Sherman. I just thought.
Yeah, it was Michael Bennett.
Michael Bennett, same thing.
And I saw all the actual clips, and there's a lot of backlash going on right now, and I gotta say this. Shut the hell up. Who cares? This is funny.
It was funny. Exactly.
I think it is hilarious.
I saw something, someone said it was racist.
It is.
Really?
Look.
Because he said he's the best white running back in the NFL.
It might be race related, but it's funny.
Yes.
So for those that don't, the best white running back, some people are calling him the white lightning. I mean, come on, just relax.
About Zach Zetter.
The cool thing is that this is a great story. This is the Michael Fulmer of the Detroit Tigers story. You know what I mean? He's a rookie. He's out of nowhere. San Diego or South Dakota State?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? He was nothing.
Of course, there's only two other tailbacks in the NFL that are white. It's a Burkhart out of Cincinnati and, who's the other guy?
Danny Woodhead.
Danny Woodhead, yeah.
But
there's some full. He's a fullback.
Right,
they're saying
tailback. Whatever.
Yeah. But I guess they are. You know, fullbacks are running backs.
Anyway.
All right.
I just think it's funny. That's all. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk Red Wings.
We didn't finish the NFL. How about the Redskins firing the defensive coordinator, almost the whole defensive staff, How could you blame... I know they had a horrible defense, but that last game...
That wasn't anything.
What about your offensive coordinator? Yeah, right? He scored 10 points.
Do you think Gruden's a good coach?
I think he's decent. I mean,
I think he's still figuring it out.
Exactly. And I think if they get rid of him, he would get signed right away by someone else.
Okay, that's a good point. Any other NFL news, my friend?
No.
Anything out of the Packers camp? You're not going
to the
game now?
They practice outside today.
That would have been brutal.
I'm not going to the game. Kickoff, it's supposed to be like zero.
Oh, my God.
It's supposed to be below zero
Listen
by the end of the
to
game.
You. What something's
Adam,
doing when it's not being
man
used
cave,
right there.
Have you seen my man cave? I have a 70-inch TV. I can sit in the heated... I can watch something else at the same time. I got other
I know
TVs
5-year-old girls that are tougher than you. We're going to take a break when we come back. You could go to the game and you're not going to go.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
we're going to take a break.
It costs money, too.
All right. Well, you can use that as an excuse.
Okay.
Big Boy Sports Recap, second half coming up. The Outdoor Show.
Come in from the cold to Big Boy Marquette for a delicious, warm cup of made-from-scratch soup. Pick your cup of made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy. Tomato basil bisque, broccoli cheddar, vegetable beef, cream of broccoli with ham, chicken noodle, cabbage, loaded baked potato, or zesty chicken tortilla. Pair your soup with the perfect half sandwich or petite salad. Come in from the cold to a warm cup of delicious made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy Marquette.
Here we go, second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, now presented again by
the Marquette Golf Club.
That's right, Marquette Golf Club back on board with us here for the second half presentation. And we're going to be telling you about a special membership drive coming up here just for the month of January.
Yes, we'll have all the details tomorrow.
Okay, here we go. Let's talk a little bit about the Red Wings last night. It was thoroughly disappointing. Yet again, they lose without scoring a goal.
Stay up.
I didn't see the end of it either.
No, I just said you did not stay up, right?
2-0. I did not see the end of the game.
Okay.
So, 2-0.
So you were awake, but you didn't go.
John Gibson, 23 saves in his 8th career shutout. And by the way, this is the guy that against the Philadelphia Flyers 2 nights before, over 50 saves.
Okay. Here's the problem. He only had to make 23 saves. Where are the shots on net? Blashill just said, we're just going to fire it at the net and see what happens. He only got 23 shots in a whole game.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm leaning less against blaming Blashill and more on Ken Holland. I really kind
of
am.
Because of the talent?
I don't know, but look at Gustav Nyquist. Where is he? I mean, the shot that he had... Oh, I don't even want to get started, but he just... He's way, way underperformed. He just signed like a $20 million deal. $20 million. He's non-existent. And he's not the only one. I'm not just blaming him, but come on.
Yeah.
23 shots, 0 goals. How many games have they lost this year without scoring a goal?
A few.
Quite a few.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Mrazek stopped 22 shots, gave up 2. I don't know.
The only good thing is everyone in the Atlantic is losing.
5th time this season, by the way.
Everyone's losing.
They were shut out for the 5th time this year. Well, that's the good news. I guess everyone else is losing.
Yeah, I mean, they have 37 points, and second place has 44. Still.
Here's the real bad news. Cronwall and Brendan Smith both out again. Lower body injuries during the second period. Thursday.
That's today.
That's right. LA Kings tonight. West Coast swing continues.
10:30 tonight.
I am sharp as an eraser.
What's the big game tonight? Columbus at the Caps to tie the record for the most consecutive wins in the NHL. In NHL history, the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Is amazing to think about this. Here's why. I was on JR and Friends this morning on Fox Sports Marquette, and we were talking about this streak. If you think... back through the history of the NHL and all the dynasties, dominating dynasties, the Kings
Edmonton
for
Oilers.
Those years,
yeah.
The Edmonton Oilers, the New York Islanders. I mean, they're just some dominating moments in history, NHL history, and the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Right.
Are you kidding me right now?
Right. It's crazy.
They got
a tough test tonight, though. They got a tough test at Washington.
Are you going to be pulling for them? Would you like to see that?
I'd love to see it. I really would. You know
the biggest reason why I'd love to see it? Win in Washington and win at New York, back-to-back. Because I don't want the Pittsburgh Penguins to hold the record.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Rangers, they play the Rangers on Saturday, and it's in Columbus, so they could
break the record.
No, they could break the record in Columbus at home. Now, that'd be really cool.
That place would go berserk.
That would be cool.
There would be people that would become hockey fans that have no clue. No clue.
You are correct.
Anything else on the NHL, my friends?
No.
I really don't have anything else at this point. I mean...
Okay.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Anything else would be this little bit of stupid
news. We can't talk about Thursday Night Football anymore.
I know.
I'm getting depressed. I'm going... Getting ready for the February NFL depression after the Super Bowl. It's like, what am I going to watch?
I don't know.
The Red Wings, and that's it. And they're on every third night.
I'll tell you what I'm not going to be watching. The NBA.
Yeah.
Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by...
Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow.
Or the Lions in the playoffs.
Oh, stop it.